Welcome to the Craig and Greg Show, presented by Maximize Leadership. Now, here are Craig Owens and Greg Harris.
Hey, welcome back. It's another episode of the Craig and Greg Show. I'm Craig. This is Greg. We have a periodic series we like to throw in here for you. Leadership builders and killers. We want to find these things that are going to really build your leadership and have you add those, but we want to point out, kind of wave the red flag on the warnings of those things that would kill you. And I know one of your favorite words, but we decided to go with a couple of R's just to have them stick in there. But you love the idea of grit.
I love that word.
Hanging in there. And a builder is somebody that has that resilience, that it doesn't matter what kind of stuff getting thrown at them, and they're going to plug away. There's a lot of people have the stuff thrown at them, and they get the killer word, which is resignation.
Yeah,
I quit. I resign.
Too hard.
I'm done. It's you know, I'm out of here because I don't want to put up with this thing. And you might say, well, okay, well, that's obvious. But I think there's some people that resign without resigning. They don't go to their boss and say, here, I'm giving you my 2 weeks notice that I'm leaving this job, but they've resigned.
Yeah.
You know, it might be that they've resigned to a spot where they've said, well, never going to get to that spot, so I'm going to stop trying to get to that spot. So the resilience versus the resignation, you might not see it in the fact that, like, oh, they just walked out the door and they're adding something else to their resume. They're still there in the same organization, and they've resigned. So let's talk about how we can help people to be resilient and not throw in the towel.
I think it starts way before work.
No,
yep. I think it starts when they were younger, whether it was sports and parents kind of coddled them, gave them the blue participation ribbon. And I think long time ago, we've had 100+ episodes, but Austin, my son, had this video game where you could create a player. And I'm sitting with him, we're having popcorn, and he's building this guy and adding tattoos and wristbands and, you know, black under the eyes, and all of a sudden, just boom, boom, huge biceps. I'm like, well, how did he get those? Well, I added them. Shouldn't he go to the gym and eat good food? And so that I wanted immediate, which is our big challenge, right? So the resignation is, well, this seems kind of hard. That's a long race. 12-month goal? Oh, I don't know if I can pay attention that long. And that's what we compete with as leaders is, you know, that resilience, maybe it's in you, not, you know, in you, but you have to draw it out. Mm-hmm. You're going to develop it when you're facing resilient moments versus, oh, he's tough. Was he always tough, or did he learn to be tough? Did he earn the toughness? I do like grit, but the resilience is kind of a fun word. I think the resignation is so sad because there's that old saying, you know, so you're walking through the woods and you decide to stop and go back. Well, you were 60% through the woods. Now you went back and did 120 because you quit. There's a lot of quotes on quitting and But I don't mind if someone goes, I'm just not that good at this task. But to quit in the middle, I don't care for. I had one player in one of my early teams, and he goes, yeah, I just don't want to play this anymore. He left the equipment, walked off the field. I'm like, you didn't even give yourself a chance. Mm. And I love resilience because it actually builds confidence, but not cockiness, because you actually had to dig in.
Yeah, that blood, sweat, and tears kind of thing.
Feels so good.
Right, you know? Yeah, because you paid a price to get there.
And maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Maybe because we don't teach, show, encourage, you're going to have to put in the hard hours to get this.
Well, I wonder, so as leaders, is there value in saying to somebody, I put in the blood, sweat, and tears and got here, and I think you can get there too? Or does that, when I say that to somebody, I put in all this effort, does that make them like look at me and go, yeah, but you're way up here and I could never get to that level? Does that tend towards making them want to resign? Or does that, what do you think the balance is with showing people where they could go because of what you've already done?
I am thinking of a person that I worked with for a long time, and they often quiet quit. you know, resigned. When it got a little tough, you know, tough gets going, he did not. I learned more about him. His dad was tough on him, so was never good enough. So you didn't build resilience. You actually built regret or, you know, like, I don't want to deal with it. So I'm wondering if feedback is the challenge as a leader. Like, we have to give them feedback. I'm not talking glowing blue ribbon things, right. But do we have to give them feedback to keep in the game?
Right.
You know, versus...
Yeah, and it can't be all like just puffing you up like, oh, it was wonderful. It was great. Because it might not have been wonderful or great.
Exactly. I mean, mistakes are made. Well, right. I mean, a really good baseball player in the major league hits 300.
Right.
So seven times he's not doing something that he's supposed to do.
Right.
That's what he went to the bat for. So when you put it in that perspective, you know, it's like, such and such golf event, you know, hit the green, you know, only 65% of the time. Okay. But when he was off the green, he chipped in for a one putt. He saved, but he didn't quit because he's off the green.
Right.
I think the resilience part I really wrestle with, is it innate, you know, or is it fostered?
Right.
Or both? What do you think?
I think a little bit of it is in there, but I mean, nobody wants to be labeled a failure or you know, but how much of that is self-imposed? Like, I think that some people set a goal for themselves that right out of the gate, that's unrealistic. You know, you probably have experienced that. Somebody comes into a sales organization and they're like, I'm going to sell this much money my first year into the business. And you know, from experience, you're like, that's not going to happen your first year.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I think that's a leader needs to set, okay, I love the passion, but let's be realistic about this. This is what's going to more than likely going to happen. I don't want you to throw in the towel though, because at least you've gone farther than you did last time.
I think about generations, you know, whether it's boomers, traditionals, Xers, et cetera. Resilience is kind of redefined by each of those.
Yep.
And feedback can get you there. Certainly clarity. Like, why do I need to be resilient?
Yep.
You know, I have a path, you know, or this is our goal. I wonder from all of us, you know, leaders listening to the podcast, watching the podcast, how do we, can we foster more resilience? And then if someone does decide to resign, is it salvageable?
Sure.
You know, or do they want attention? You know, does they have a bad day? Or are they not resilient minded? You know, grit is one of my favorites. I do like the word grind.
Yeah.
Because it puts it in perspective, Craig. Like, you had to put in the hours as you studied.
Right.
You regrouped and turned around, you know, an organization, the camp. You did some things that you got your fingernails dirty, you know, and, well, I don't want to do that. I just want the spa day or the country club job.
Yep.
And I really do think when we look back, I came through a lot.
Yeah.
And I have confidence, not a cockiness, that if life throws me another curveball, I'm fine with resilience. Because it gets easier. And that's the one thing I've learned. Have you found that?
Well, I remember one time we were helping to put on a fundraiser for Grand Rapids Public Schools for the pay-to-play program.
Yes.
So remember, we had like those banquets every night, and we were bringing in some keynote speakers, and I got a chance to pick up a NBA player, Avery Johnson, pick him up from the airport.
Great guy.
And I'm driving him around he spoke at a couple of different schools before we had the dinner that night. So I had a lot of one-on-one time with him in the car. And one of the things that I asked him, because it was off season for him, I said, tell me about your off season workout program. I could not believe how many hours a day that he was putting in his workout. And now physically, if you don't know Avery Johnson, he was how tall? Maybe
5'9" maybe.
Yeah.
I wasn't very tall.
Right.
Lefty point guard.
But you talk about a resilient.
Tough.
Yes. And when he talked about like how he did his workouts and his routines and the challenges that he set for himself, I remember thinking, I don't want to put in that much work. That's a lot of work for me to, but in order to get to that level. And I think that there's a lot of people, they sit down, turn on an NBA game. As we're recording this right now, there's NBA playoffs going on. There's people sitting at home on their couch, watching their screen going, you know what he should have done there is this. Why does he keep doing that with the ball? He should. And they've got all these great ideas. And if you were to take them outside and say, hey, shoot free throws, they'd make, you know, 1 out of 10. Right. Right. So, but they know how to do that. And so then I see people then get out on the basketball court and they miss one shot and they're mad at themselves. And they're, you know, they resign for the rest of the game. I'm just not even going to. They're out there still running up and down the court. But, you know, I'm not going to get to that level. But you haven't put the grind in.
There's two professional athletes that come to mind who I don't even know if they stayed in the resilience. They just got back in. Like, what? Brett Favre, quarterback for the Packers. I remember this. He had not a very good game against Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Warren Sapp, you know, sacked him a few times and so forth. And threw a couple picks. Bad timing. You know, obviously bad decision, you know. And he was mic'd up, and the coach goes, how's it going? Put me back out there. Let's go. You just threw two picks that were really untimely. He didn't dwell on it.
Right.
He didn't sit in the mud and pout. Another one is Michael Jordan. I don't know the stat because it's a quote from a long time ago, but he'll be like, I missed 18,468 shots.
Yeah. How
many?
But he says, but why did he win? Because he missed all of those shots. He learned from all of those things.
And I think with that, you know, there's some fortitude that we've got to develop. Like, I know people are watching me. I'm getting booed. I threw my second interception, or I turned the ball over, or missed a key shot. And yet, I'm going back out there because I'm just a warrior.
Yep.
And we can create, as leaders, that culture.
Yep.
Versus the quit or half effort, because we punish if they don't do it. Okay. It's a culture, you know. It's like, you can't punish, you gotta go back out there. So people have heard us before. My first play from scrimmage in college, I scored a safety for the other team, long story short, and I had about 40 yards to walk across the field to my coach, who had his hands on his, you know, sides, and I'm thinking, yeah, here's my helmet, I'll just walk home, you know. I'll get back in there. I got a couple more plays. And then we ended up scoring 28 more points in that college football game. It was against Valparaiso, if you want to know. But my first play was embarrassing at best. Maybe worse was like, just go hide in a hole. Yeah. But he was like, no, go back out there. Yep. And I think that's what us leaders need to do.
Yep.
So that we don't allow silence to, you know, creep in and say, no one even cared. They didn't even see me after that sales meeting or appointment or that complaint by a customer or whatever. I really think those stories of a Favre or a Jordan, if we can create that culture, Craig, in our companies, I think we'll be surprised at how much grit will be evidenced when they're through hard times.
Right.
But if we allow them to sit down and pout after one.
Well, I think it has to start with the leader themselves. They do need to have their own regimen where they're pushing themselves and not give themselves an out. So I know that there's some people that are like, okay, well, this is what, let's just use an example. I want to read more. So I'm setting myself a goal. I'm going to read a chapter a day. Okay. But then you'll have people that'll go, well, yeah, I didn't get my chapter in today because these things came up, but, you know, that was still my goal, so I'm still all right. And then the next day, there's still something else. That when, if I'm going to build the resilience in myself, I'm going to say, I'm going to read that chapter every day regardless of what's going on. know, where it could help is to have an accountability partner.
Ooh, I like
you
that.
Know, if I tell you this is what my goal is, and I know,
or a coach,
yeah, I might be getting a text from you. What was the chapter you read today?
Well, I opened the book.
Yeah. I intended to read this chapter.
Yeah,
that is the quiet resignation, yeah. Because it's who sees it. But if you're gonna be brutally honest with yourself,
I love that word.
But then I think that makes it easier for you to come alongside somebody else who is thinking about resigning,
right.
And you can say, "Hey, listen, this is what I'm doing. This is how I'm pushing myself, and I know how hard it is, and I know how easy it might be to make the excuse.
Sure,
but let me challenge you to get back in there. But it has to start with us, but we're not going to pull anything out of somebody else if we haven't walked through that. I've got the temptation here. I've got the option to resign.
Right.
But I'm going to choose resilience.
Yeah.
It makes it that much easier for us to then come to a teammate and help them make the same choice to choose resilience.
I was with one company for over 20 years. And originally it was a quiet culture, solo culture. Maybe perfectionism culture. And I messed that up. I didn't like any of those. And we changed, or I got others to help me change to make it a hungry culture. And I think if you're hungry, resilience isn't that far away.
Yes.
If you're sort of satisfied, a resignation is one step this way. Very, very easy.
Sure.
How did you challenge a person who was maybe an emerging leader that you could see their default was probably resignation? Hmm. Not pouting, just, I don't know if I dare. How did you handle that?
Well, early on, I'll tell you how I did it wrong. Early on, I spoke in terms of declarative sentences with a period at the end. You need to do this. I want to see this from you. I know you can do this, okay? And I thought I was encouraging them. Mm-hmm. What I learned was questions became a lot better. Mm-hmm. What are you striving for? What's your goal? How do you think you're going to get there? Can I help you? What would it look like if you went just a little bit? I know you want to throw in the towel here, but what would it look like if you just went just a little bit farther? If we just tried it for just two more days? And those questions then, I think, fueled something in people. I saw a lot more success. I saw a lot of people hanging in there with the grit a lot more when I was asking those questions than when I just came in and said, even if it was positive, you can do it. Come on, let's get there. When they were those statements, they were like, stop blowing smoke.
Yeah.
But when I put it back on them, well, where do you want to get?
Maybe even why.
Yeah. What would it look like if?
Yeah.
Then I
so
think
questions.
I saw a lot more
success. Than statements. Yeah. I think, I know we sometimes use sports as an analogy or a setting. It because sports can be so physical. Mm. I think those are easy analogies when you're talking about leading or serving a team. It's going to be difficult. We're going to get a bad report. Our quarterly sales are going to be different than what we were hoping. We lost a key person to our team, and now we're all having to pitch in. And I think the resilience, I was okay just saying, hey, we're going to be better at this. We're going to be more resilient. Just say the word versus dance around it. And we're just going to be a little tougher.
What does that mean?
And to other people, like tougher, that sounds like a callus on a hand. I got a friend who says, if that thing has a wood handle, that means work. I'm like, life is that. Life is a wood handle.
Yeah,
it's work.
Yep.
And you're not always gonna compete and win the race. But I think previous podcasts about collaborating or, team building and things that we've talked about before. To me, resilience should be one of the goals of a leader, is to develop other people's resilience. Right. Otherwise, it's all on you.
Right. And I have to develop my own resilience to be able to pull those people along to get to that spot.
It's nerve-wracking to put yourself out there and fail.
Yes.
I mean, but again, going back to it, a really good Major League Baseball hitter is 3 out of 10.
Yep.
I mean, the Tigers don't have any of those, but that's beside the point. But sorry about that. But I do wonder, for resigning, is there a time for that? Maybe.
Yeah,
maybe not.
I think there might be something if somebody says, this is adversely affecting my family.
Okay. Or your health.
Or my physical health.
Yeah.
I think there might be a time to walk away from something. But is it, in my mind though, that's actually an area of resilience, to be able to say, I have to say no to this thing because it's going to allow me to say yes to something that is healthier and more wholesome and more long lasting. I think the resigning I would say there really isn't a time for it, when you just go, whatever, I'm not yeah. doing that anymore. And well, why? Just it's dumb. That's mm-hmm. resigning. But when you go, you know, listen, I'm saying no to this. I'm putting a boundary here.
Or like that.
Because I have to do this. I think that is a resilient statement in itself.
And if it's not the leader that has to say that, I think the leader has to come in and protect that decision.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. Like out front.
Right.
Like, hey, Bill's going to jump off this committee, going to go to another committee, but he's going to take about 3 weeks off or 3 months off and make sure that he's, you know, he's so stressed. Or
I had to do that for a couple of my leaders at the school.
Yeah, true.
They had a really hard day, never left the office all day. And I came in at one point and said, I'm going to get lunch for you. You don't have to. Nope, I'm going to get lunch for you. What do you want?
You're right, I don't have to.
Right? Yeah. I went and got lunch, I brought it back, and I said, okay, so between the two of you, I don't know if it's going to be rock, paper, scissors, or if it's going to flip a coin. One of you is going to take a personal day tomorrow, and one of you is going to take a personal day on the next day. Now, these are my bosses. Okay? These are not people that report to me. I report to them.
Right.
But I needed to be a lead up here. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, I don't know if we can afford to take the day off. Yes.
You can't afford
right.
not to.
You're not going to be any good to us if you're here. And they did. Now, they negotiated with me. They said, okay, well, if we do this, you have to take a personal day next week. You're going to have to take a day off. And so I said, fine, you're the boss. If that's what you say, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
But I think that's a leader does need to advocate for other people at mm-hmm. times and come in and go, you know what? I'm going to say no for you on this one.
Ooh, I like that.
Because you're not going to be able to maintain this pace. This is unsustainable for you. It's unhealthy for you.
Right.
And I want you to know, this isn't resignation. This isn't you throwing in the towel. This is me protecting you, because I want you, you're going to build greater resilience out of this.
What a great message though, from a leader who says, I'm going to help you with a boundary.
Yes.
Versus, hey, run them through. If they puke, if they right. fall down, if they are exasperated or faint, don't care, just run hard. I don't want you to do that yet.
Right.
I you got it in you. I know you can go more. But the boundary is such a gift from a leader that yep. I noticed.
Well, speaking of gift, I love this quote that you jotted down
okay.
when we were sharing. Yeah. Share that.
Resilience is a choice. It's choosing to rise above circumstances, no matter how difficult, and become and remain the person you were created to be by God.
Yep.
And I think quitting, resigning, potentially is saying, God, you got me on the wrong spot.
Right.
But as leaders, we have to be able to let them come to us and say, am I in the wrong spot, boss? You know, okay, Craig, is there another spot for me? This one's just, I got so much anxiety, or I just feel so poopy about coming in these meetings, I'm not ready. I think we have to give them that environment to say, mm-hmm. you can resign, but resilience is going to feel way better
yep.
when you get through it all and you look back, it wasn't that bad. I learned about myself. I learned about my teammates because they picked me up.
Yep.
And that's the fun part about making a culture of resilience.
Yes.
And so we can finish up here, but I just really feel a culture of resigning is probably a company that's not going to be around.
Yeah, I agree. Yep.
Culture of resilience is not just a company that's going to be around. The people will.
Right.
Because they're locking hands. They're, all right, fourth quarter, we got 2 minutes to get down the field and kick a field goal. All right, huddle up.
We can
that's,
do it, right?
That's a because it's not just one person.
Right.
It's the team saying, we can do this. We believe in each other. We're stronger together. You know, so the resilience one is not easy.
Oh.
Otherwise, it wouldn't be called resilience.
Right. Everybody would be doing it.
Yeah.
Well, listen, leader, what a gift you are to your organization when you choose that resilience, when you set goals for yourself, when you're pushing on there and not accepting any excuses that even you're making to yourself, and you are pushing forward and you got that grit and you're moving forward, because that's going to increase your capacity to be able to help everybody else that's on your team make that same good choice as well. It's a great builder, that resilience. And I think sometimes that resignation is almost a quiet, you don't see it, that killer that's coming in there. As Greg mentioned earlier, one of the things that could really help you in building your resilience is having a coach.
Yeah.
Having somebody that's there to say, hey, let me help you with this. Maybe you're trying to set goals that are too unrealistic, and so that's why you're struggling. You feel like you're resigning because you're not hitting those goals. A coach could help you say, well, if we tweak this, you can hit those goals. Or, hey, let's adjust your goals so that they're still a stretch, but they're manageable for you to get there. So please check out at MaximizeLeadership.com. Check out all the resources we have there, but especially the coaching page. And just say, hey, in the comment section below there, write in something to us like, hey, I want to get to that next level. I want to set some goals. I want to stretch. I want to build in more of that resilience or that grit. That's where we can come alongside and meet with you and help you get to that next spot. Because when you do, like I said earlier, you're going to help everybody else on your team. Yeah. That's all the resources that we have for you, from the books that Greg writes and I write, from the podcast, the short videos that you put out, these full-length videos, all these different resources. They're all there to help you get better as a leader. So dialogue with us. Let us know what you'd like to hear from us in the future. We want to get back in touch with you as well and respond to your comments. So reach out to us here on this video if you want to leave some comments below. On X, it's Maximize Podcast. You can tweet at us there and we'll get back to you there as well. So stay tuned, because there's lots of resources that we got coming your way that are going to help you be a resilient, successful leader.
Get in touch with Craig and Greg through Twitter at Maximize Podcast or at MaximizeLeadership.com. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes of The Craig and Greg Show.